July 12th. Easily thrown away. How often have you used something that's disposable? Daily, I bet. A cup, napkin, maybe a baby's diaper. These are really quite helpful things. Items that serve a short-lived purpose and can be thrown away after their purpose is done. Because they are created with little value, they save us the extra work of washing and preserving them. While the paper plates are rapidly used and thrown away, the fine china sits carefully on display in the kitchen hutch. But items aren't the only things used and discarded. Today we'll hear from a man who viewed people this way, only valuing people as long as they were useful to him. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
I'm Aaron Malcolm. In high school, I quit going to church with the family and joined the Navy Reserves. Had a girlfriend then, but my drinking bouts, triggered by jealousy, drove her away. My drinking also led to a number of violent fights, causing my folks great concern. As soon as I dropped out of school, the Navy called me to active duty, where my drinking buddy Larry and I had several brawls and went before the captain's mast. I walked a tight line after that until we processed out and almost got killed in another drunken fight. Back home, he introduced me to his sister-in-law, and I fell in love. After we married, I slipped back into my old habits, drinking, playing pool. I was so restless, I had 3 different jobs in 5 months. Then Larry got me a job as a mechanic at a place he worked, and there I worked with a man who was a born-again Christian. He had Bible verses on the wall instead of pinups, and he let me use his tools. One day, Larry came to work babbling about Jesus. He had been to a revival, got saved. He begged me to go, and last night I did. My wife, her sister, and Larry were all at the altar praying for me when I went forward and knelt to receive Christ. Did my life ever change direction? I saw others as souls that God loved and wanted to save. In the 25 years since that day, Larry became a pastor, and I've shared Jesus in nursing homes and prison.
The Apostle John says in 1 John chapter 4, verses 10 and 11, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." Friend, Marion's perspective on others changed when he understood the love he himself had been offered, and the love God had for those around him. But if we are not remembering this truth, even as Christians, we can view others as something to be pushed aside or quickly used and easily discarded. But every individual is a soul created and cherished by God. How are you showing them this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. We are unshackled. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.